It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 670.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Welcome, Dodge, best editor in the building. How are you, mate?
Great. Feeling good. How are you going?
let's try to see how Mason... Welcome, Mr. 97, to the show.
Ah, what's going on?
Oh, mate. Josh...
It's good to have sidekicks, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking very blue today. What was that, George?
Was I low energy in my response?
A little bit, yeah.
Flat as fuck,
you
mate,
are blue,
to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. We'll let it go.
You're
Why
right.
Why are
you're
you
right.
Blue?
Well, I think...
Oh, and sweaty. Why are you sweaty?
So that's not sweat. Or well, maybe it is. I just came off the back of a huge dance sesh. And I straight away ran because it finished at 10:02, and so that's obviously 10 minutes before the show. Jumped in the cold shower for 5 minutes and then quickly dried myself. But I had all my clothes in the bathroom and then I freaked out. I'm like, Bree's going to come home from where she is now. And after everything that we spoke about on yesterday or on this morning's show, I couldn't do it. So currently I have a wet towel. And all my clothes just sitting on the carpet in the office.
Can you do a little experiment? This is a visual experiment. Can you wipe your face and then we'll see if it comes back? And then you know it's sweat. Because if you don't know it's...
So what do you want
you
me to do?
You said it could be... Just wipe your face and then... Because it's...
Use a towel.
And then... Jeez.
Just pat it down. Do a little pat it down.
Yeah, pat it down. And then we'll see in...
Have you ever wiped your face before, Josh?
Is that how you do it?
Why don't you just pat it? Just pat it.
You're nailing it.
Yeah. Bit of that. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. And he's back. Yeah. There we go.
What do we think?
It was definitely sweat. Hey, we're going to be later in the show seeing something that Dodge has put together for us, a little surprise. Mm-hmm. But Dodge, you said something to me this morning, and then I had a conversation with my best mate just before, and they sounded very similar. They both started with a friend of mine's friend, and then it led into the story. And both of the stories were essentially the same thing. Mm. Now, I'm thinking,
oh, no.
Are these true? So yours was my sister's something.
Can I guess before you even say it? Because I heard this from Bree's friend.
Oh, so, hang on. It's current day because we've done this before.
It is this because it's not the terrorism thing. No, this was...
What is it?
Bree said to me, I was just speaking to my friend and her friend's friend just got fined $1,600 bucks going for a... She drove to a friend's place to walk and she got a fine.
And then so...
Very similar.
Conspiracy Jimmy's, my wife's friend's friend was driving to the petrol station, got pulled over and got fined $1,600. And George, what's your story?
So my sister's boyfriend's friend is a tradie.
Yeah.
And so they were working on the work site all day, three of them. And then they just went off for smoko or for lunch or something, sat together, had their lunch, and then they all got fined $1,600. Even though they worked together.
You see, Josh, this is... I'm pretty sure this is the new thing. Or they're actually just giving out a lot of fines. I don't reckon they are. I reckon this is the classic, the Chadston all over again, the Chadston terrorist story all over again.
Do you think the police are actually trying to get the word out, though?
I think it's great. Like, this is sort of great press to keep people indoors. Mm-hmm. But I think it's what you see... It's fear-mongering. No, it's no, they're... I guess it's fear...
Is it fear-mongering if it's, like, designed for a good purpose?
Yeah, true. But, I mean, there's a fear. You can have a fear of being fined. I guess it's something like it's a negative. Usually, fears are sort of negative value within them. Says,
There's an article on news.com.au. A group of friends fined $1,600 each for playing video games in a lounge room, despite not living together.
Yeah, okay. See, this is pretty full on. I saw Cam Watts, who I follow on Instagram, should follow him. He said last night that he got pulled over by the police and they asked, where are you going? But, I mean, I believe that more than anything else.
Cam's also a busted criminal. That could have something to do with him.
George.
Yeah, I was going for a walk yesterday Oh yeah, go on.
And what happened?
The delay. And I was going for more.
There's
last
no
night,
delay anymore. don't blame any delay. There's literally no delay.
And I was walking and I heard the siren go. And I was like, oh no, they're going to ask me, you know, where I'm going or whatever. And they were pulling over a cyclist with no helmet. And they let him off. But they end up letting
you're really scraping the barrel there.
I think it is working. Like people worried about, like George, you and I have been exercising every morning. That's been centered around a cafe latte. We've joked about it. It's like, we're on an exercise mission right now, but clearly not. And so until one of us has a direct friend or individually is fined, I don't think you can truly believe the story, because it always falls flat when it's like, oh, my mate's mate, or it's like it's too distant.
Did
you get a photo, or are you're going to get one?
No, I'll get a photo.
Okay. I actually did. Everyone get the text message from the government?
Sure did.
Ozgov. Ozgov, that's right.
Coronavirus Ozgov message. Yeah.
Sorry, I got a message from my gov, and then the one above it is Ozgov.
Mm. All the govs.
That's trippy.
All the govs.
Stay home this Easter and help save lives. Only leave for what you really need, plus exercise, work, medical and care.
Does that mean a Easter egg hunt is a no-no at the park? Because that's pretty... I mean, I don't want to ruin Bodie's, you know, first real... Like, he's old enough now to understand what an Easter egg hunt is. I mean, I can do
Just do one around the house. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got that, George. I got that, mate.
How could you adapt?
I am delayed. I'm definitely delayed.
You're not delayed.
I am. It's a half a second. I go to say something and then you guys keep talking.
No, we're doing that.
Sorry, what was that?
Don't fuck with
me. I think this is a good time to actually bring in George's video that he's made. George, can you set this up for us?
Yeah. So think of it as a bit of a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are producing lots of shows now, 12 shows a week. And so I'm going to make a video each week on the Wednesday, going from Wednesday to Wednesday, with the idea being that you don't really have to listen to your show anymore. You can just watch the video and that'll sort of that'll catch you on what's been going on for last week.
Okay. How long do you reckon you spend on this?
8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not too bad, get a significant decrease in downloads because of this new video, I'm going to be equal parts absolutely annoyed and also really impressed with you, George.
But if it's also some sort of self-promotion for you, George, we'll also be disappointed. So here we go.
It's not.
This is
it's definitely not.
George has sent me this file and we'll play it now. What is it called, George?
It's called Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay. And so it comes out on a Wednesday, hump day, and it'll get you through the rest of the week.
Okay, here we go.
It's Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay.
This week in pop culture, it was all about Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. Tiger King. Lion King. No, what's it called? Is it Lion King? No.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. Pull your head in. It's one of the...
It's
the,
great.
It's the biggest movement in the world right now in terms of television.
What did you think of the Photoshop job, guys?
Yeah, it looked really natural. I almost wasn't sure if it was a Photoshop job or not.
I spent way more time on 97 and then just got over it.
Just some news on Tiger King. He has coronavirus in prison.
Bullshit.
Yeah. He's contracted coronavirus.
That's annoying.
Great banter, guys. But it didn't stop there. Josh had the hard-hitting questions for Grace.
Netflix, what do you think of King Tiger so far?
Yeah, Josh, what episode are we up to?
As usual, Josh had some dating advice for Mr. 97.
Have you looked at what's being tagged and things like that? Probably not. That's the sort of shit that you could easily be doing.
Should or could.
If you can type in someone's name and the content appears, it's public information and they need to be fine.
Yeah. If I got Shannon's credit card number and I used it, what is Shannon saying?
Shannon's saying, JJ, you've missed a mark here, pal. Gemma's saying, JJ, this is not good advice. And Campbell says, Josh, don't let go of Bree.
I think that this is...
This week, there's no real updates for the book club or the adventure club. But the life hack club, now that's going strong.
I got an email back from John. If you switch to AGL for gas or electricity and quote an AGL employee's office number, then you get access to a friends and family discount. Can't remember what the discount was, but it was better than the advertised price. Cheers, John.
Wow.
This is so nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's nice.
Can you do that again one more time?
Oh, that's nice.
Of course, it wouldn't be the week that was without a Tommy's Tanty.
If you were still going out and sinking beers in a park or congregating, you're an absolute fuckwit. Just pull your head in. Like, have you not, like, maybe it's the people who are pushing back on Tiger King. They're also pushing back on the boundaries that the government are putting in place. It's no good and it's not on. All right? All right?
That was really good. Yeah. I liked that.
Thanks, mate.
That was this week's Hump Day Replay. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday and every Wednesday because the boys will definitely let me continue. Hang on a sec. Tommy.
I was just going to say, can you make sure that you include a thank you to all the guests from this week?
Yeah. All good. All right. Thank you so much to all the amazing guests we had on this week. We love connecting with you, whether you're overseas, like Brad Blanks.
When you can't get to do what you love, you've got to pivot.
Scott Tweedy.
Once we're back, we're going to be working our butts off.
Or Matt Diavella.
If we take care of ourselves, then we're going to be able to be there for our family and friends.
But we're also so grateful to be able to connect with those at home, like Gemma Watts.
Like, I just miss being near people.
Keegs.
Would anyone be interested if I live streamed the process? And people said, yeah, cool, we can all learn something while we're stuck at home.
Grace.
I mean, he was trying to flirt with good banter and that.
And Fordo.
Previously, we were just like, oh yeah, that's a sunset, that's a park, that's a beach. Well, no, not everyone gets that.
That's it from me. I've been Dodgy George. Goodbye, Australia.
Oh, mate, you got a job.
Is Jesus it a keeper?
Christ. Absolutely.
George, put the champagne down. Put the champagne
it's
bottle
near
down.
The mixer.
That is...
Hey! Nah, we're good. Didn't feel good.
Can you at least take a swig?
Did I drop the gun?
Bottle?
Yeah, go for I it. Mean, take a swig.
It is Wednesday. What's the mixer, mate?
That's it. $11 Jacobs Creek Chardonnay.
Did you go buy that or what?
I bought it about 5 minutes before the show, just anticipating the response.
That is so good. Do you know, I was talking to George earlier and he said that he wanted to use the song, what song is it, George?
My Humps.
And so what's the idea behind My Humps?
Well, Hump Day. And it has like a cool cool beat.
Okay. And so I asked you, could you... I said that you couldn't use the mic. You asked if you could use that song. I said, unless you're doing like a parody, we can't use it legally. And so what I suggested was that you did an a cappella. You decided not to do the a cappella. Why?
I loved the idea. And then I went to... record the acapella. I'm not very good on audition. I haven't really used it that much. So it was layering, you know, the different parts. And then when you go to export from audition, it comes up as like export a mix down.
Okay.
And just seeing underscore mix down in the file just got me excited. And then when I went to play it back, it was not good. It was, and it wasn't even like funny bad. It was, it would have ruined the whole thing. So
I've got it here. I've got it here. I guess I haven't actually listened to it yet, but I will just play it through. So how long? I don't know how long it even goes for. How long? So it's going to go for 8 seconds. Okay, here we go.
Yep. It's a 15-minute song.
This is a cappella of My Humps by George.
My Humps.
I like
it. Yeah, I'm glad. I think that it would have ruined the pace of it, though.
It didn't have enough guts behind it. It was a bit thin.
You've heard that before.
It wasn't.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I love that video. People. That was so good.
Yeah, it was great. It's very good. If you haven't watched it yet, we'll put it on the Instagram account tonight on IGTV.
Shannon says, yeah, the George. Perfect, says Gemma. Emma says, amazing. Gemma says, oh my God, the call. Robert says,
Casey says, so this good. Is amazing.
Yeah. The bearded Fen, great. Awesome video. People with a passion, great minds think alike. Mate, Gemma Watts said, rest in peace, me.
she's about D-E-D. Her again. She's dead.
She's dead. Yeah, nah, you've done a great job, mate.
To be honest, I wasn't expecting
tonight.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to get torn to shreds, so that's why I thought the champagne would have been funny as well. But you guys love it, so
no, it's so good.
Mate, that was epic. It was so good.
If you ever put us in an edit, we are going to love it. You'll learn it very quickly. What have you been doing in the evenings, George?
Just watching TV.
Like, what do you watch?
Well, Survivor's finished, so it's been pretty boring lately. What do we watch? Yeah, nothing much. We play Cluedo a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So work's the most exciting thing for you at the moment? Because that sounds boring as shit. Much.
No, so Cluedo's the one that you have different rooms. How does that actually work?
Yeah, so there's a weapon, a character, and a room that are on the table face down so no one can see. And then you've got a bunch of cards. Everyone's got a bunch of cards. And then when you get into a room, then you can suggest that the crime was done by Josh in the office with a pen or whatever, right?
And so who knows? Does anyone know the answer to this?
No one knows. Okay. But it's pretty hard to explain. And then,
oh, please, is this going to be when who explained?
Oh, yeah, Simon Taylor, like, Dungeons and
Simon
Dragons.
Taylor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is why most people don't end up playing Cluedo. Mm-hmm. If you don't have time to work out the rules, just play Guess Who. It's probably just Guess as good,
who?
Right?
But you need to buy the Guess Who. Guess Who? I wonder what the cost is. Cluedo versus Guess Who? What's sort of the more premium game?
Sevs, I could imagine they're somewhere around a similar price. Like, a Guess Who thing couldn't be too expensive. And also, like, I remember seeing a Cluedo box and it came with all these little figures. I reckon Cluedo's more expensive.
Actually, I think I've got
Cluedo. Cluedo is more expensive. It's $25
then Guess Who?
Kmart.
And then Guess Who is what?
You guys keep talking because I think I have a special edition Cluedo, but I want to check.
You know
Guess
what?
Who's
Guess Who?
Bucks as well. They're both $25.
Both $25. So you fucked up. $25. I think I think you could almost play Guess Who over Zoom if you both had the same. If you both had a set, it is one of the games. You could probably play Cluedo.
What about a Gronk's Guess Who?
Gronk's Guess Who? Oh, that is great.
Everyone's face.
I've never Gronk's played this Guess before, but I have the vintage. Is this the one that you have, George?
Oh, mine's much newer, but that looks cool.
Yeah, this is some sort of...
Yeah, it's the same game. That's okay. Sick.
Can I play it with just Bree and I, or would that be boring?
Nah, I don't think you can, because you're getting clues as you go, and if there's only one other person, then you pretty much know exactly... Oh, maybe. It'd be pretty boring. Nah, don't do it.
97s, are you playing board games with the fam? Has that ever been a thing?
We've discussed this already, but yeah, I think we're playing Codenames.
What's Codenames?
That's where you're going off you have a team member and they're giving you a question and you have to find a word that's related to it on the board. So they might say, I don't know, bread two, and it might be toaster and Vegemite on the board, and you have to go and put your card on them or guess them.
Okay. Josh, you asked about Sev's parents this morning. Mm-hmm. How are your parents?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Because you don't live with them, so you're like, they're out in the burbs, and you haven't seen many people. at the moment. Have you seen? Have you spoken?
Been FaceTiming, Mum. Also, when we make purchases, so we just bought a dining table that just arrived, and Bree gets very obsessed over where the dining table is going to go. And so last night it was moving it in different positions of the house and then standing back and then saying, should we move the bin? Do we not move the bin? And then she, because I just get over it, she ends up FaceTiming Mum because Mum gets right into it. And then she's like, oh, try this or try that. But so that's mainly the FaceTiming has been around any furniture that we've bought, like the couch, when we bought the couch, straight to Mum.
Yeah.
What about your mum and dad?
Yeah, I call Mum quite a bit, every couple of days. And my old man, it's funny, Mum called me worried, just wanting to see if I was okay, just with life. And, you know, I just feel it. I just feel a bit something. I feel like something's not right.
Said that.
World's in a pandemic, babe.
And was it?
we're all fucked.
As she listened to the podcast, was it the? Because she did get upset with all your psych talk. I don't know if we can go into that, but she wasn't happy.
Yeah. Bury the lead, Josh. But no, she was sort of. We did have a blow up about me talking about some personal stuff. Which, hey, you got to have someone looking out for you, because the lines are very blurred for us. But Mum, do you have a person like George cutting some montage of your week? Absolutely not. So keep it to yourself. No, but you know that when you've spoken to your mum and then you're like, I gotta go. Like I've had too much of this and everything's good. It's all good. Mm-hmm. I'll move on. And then you get a call from your dad, you know, five minutes later. G'day, Tom. How are you, mate? It's like they're in the fucking same room, aren't they? Yeah, Mum's just told definitely. Dad, can you call Tommy, see if he's all right? And then, I ended up telling Dad more because Mum came on too heavy. And so I ended up just chatting with Dad, just talking shop, talking business, talking this and that. But, it worked is what I'm saying. Mum fucking got through to me through my dad.
That's annoying.
So that's how it happens. But, it's hard because we haven't seen them. I've picked up firewood from my dad, but we still like he.
Oh, that's right.
They love Bodhi and they want to cuddle Bodhi. And at the moment, we've just kind of been, you know, eliminating that, trying to flatten that curve. Yeah. Trying to flatten that curve.
On the chat, Paulina says Exploding Kittens is a really good game, also. Is this the one? It's an alternative to Cards Against Humanity, I believe. I think it's got that sort of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
But Bree said that Cards Against Humanity is online now. Does anyone else know about this?
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's smart.
I think there's they've released a beta version, I think, while isolation's happening. And you can just go play that. I don't know if you have to pay for it or I'm not sure, but I read that.
Game. Why, George? Why? What do you tell us?
I just don't find it funny at all.
Not at all?
Nah. And you got to, especially when you're playing with like random people that you don't know that well and they want to play the game and just, you just learn so much about how bad their sense of humor is. And
so what do you think, do you not like the sort of non-PC nature of it or what is it that upsets you, George?
Nah, but it's not even non-PC. It's like just dumb. It's like they're not clever. They're just like picking two rude words and putting them next to each other.
Okay. Do you think that
we need George's tanty?
Yeah, what's your tanty of the day? What are you upset about?
I've got a couple of more. Oh, geez, I can't speak. A couple of things for the bin, Tommy.
Good.
Eating on public transport.
Oh,
not okay.
I mean, that's a huge Gronk move.
I think that's actually illegal. I don't think you're allowed to eat on public transport.
Call 000, do you think?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not 001. Definitely.
And
not.
What else do you George? Want to put in the bin, George?
Probably just cash payments in general.
and you're the dodgiest guy of all. You love cash.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. It does. You know who's going to really feel the effects of all of this? Wind washers at the intersection.
What's it? What's for a wind? Why are you calling it a wind washer?
Window washer. Sorry, window washer. Yeah. I just dropped a word out of it.
No, that's okay.
I'll put that back in. Window washers. Usually, they're sort of hard done by characters that are feeling the full burden of life on crack heroin, and so you don't. I mean, the hard thing for them is you don't want to sort of interact. A lot of people don't want to interact with them anyway. And so now, when you think about having to give cash over,
give coins,
and have an interaction that is not one that was really required. When you have an automatic button that does it for you,
I've just never been one to. I don't know what it is, but I've just never wanted to enter into the cash payment of the window. Like I just never want it done. I remember my dad said once, maybe when I was a kid, it's like, it fucks the windows. And since then, but then I think about how do they wash them? Then how do windows get washed if you don't use a window washer?
Yeah. How do they get washed? You have a
A chamois. My dad had he was always obsessed with the chamois.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about the chamois, because my dad was obsessed. I don't even know if it's obsessed with a chamois. I think it's just a mature choice that if you wash your car and there's water still on it, it will dry and look really sort of splidgy or whatever, water coming down the side still and then dries with a bit of dirt on it. Mm. I make the amateur move every time. I don't have a chamois.
It's very difficult.
Does Dad have a spare chamois?
No, he doesn't.
He's got a chamois for
us? But no, okay. Bree watched a video. She wants to get, I mentioned the other day, the squeegees so we could do our windows. And she was watching a guy who obviously works for some company that is that's teaching their franchisees how to clean their windows. And so there's a figure eight sort of version, not up and down, but you sort of figure eight it and then you get zero lines. That. Hard work.
Yeah. Definitely. Mate, there's an art to it. There is an art to it. I'll tell you that much.
We were,
I
was just going to say, talking about, go on.
We said the exact same thing. I was just going to say, those who squeegee together.
Stay together.
Stay together.
Now, the housemate thing, George, you're a seasoned housemate. Who owns all the furniture?
Oh, well, it's split. It's like in our house, me and my girlfriend have got a couch. My sister's got a couch. The fridge, sort of mine, I got off my mate Larry.
That sounds dodgy.
How
that's
dodgy.
A name you could use if you actually stole it off the back of a truck and then you call the trucks Larry just to feel Larry, better about yourself.
There's furniture all over the place. So I guess when you move out, that's when the conversation has to happen.
But and so the now, TV, who'd you say the TV?
TV is Chloe's, my sister.
Okay. And so does she get preference over what's on the TV?
No, it's shared.
And so how
who
do you
gets
work
to sit
out
on the couch?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great question. We just split it.
It is. It's one of the things when you do move out. It's the parting ways of stuff.
At our old house, we used to have seats that we'd sit in the whole time, but now we just seem to move around.
What do you mean? Like instead of a couch, you'd just all have your individual seats?
Nah, there was two couches and we just sort of had our positions on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. Yeah, that is so true. But I remember as a kid, I used to have a spot that I'd love more than another spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so do find your spot.
Oh, my dad had his spot. And if once dad got home, you had to fucking move out of the spot.
It was
It's a bit of a baby thing, isn't it? It's like he had the head of the table too. Yeah, he needs his spot.
No. My dad has the head of the table, and he's I've never seen it as the head of the table, because the head of the table is like the owner of the house. It's that old school sort of king at one end. But I just think dad likes this spot, and sometimes I sit in it to just shit him.
Yeah.
And because it's now I've got my spot and Amy's got hers and my aunt's got his at the other end of the table when we're all having dinner at mum and dad's place. That is funny. We're so habitual. Like, there would all be things. It's like it's the same in the bed. Obviously, you've got your spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the dinner table, the couch. What else is there? Where I else could
actually,
you have a spot?
We've spoken about this before. George, what side of the bed do you sleep on?
Right.
Okay. Right if you're looking at the bed.
But, left if you're looking at the bed.
Okay. Where were you looking?
I was looking out the door.
You were lying down on the bed.
I'm lying down and it's on the right-hand side for me.
Okay.
Okay, so you go to the foot of the bed and you're looking to where your heads are and you're sleeping on the right.
Left.
Is that right? Okay, I've got you. Yeah. You're on Amy's side on our bed. Yeah. Great. And then when you go to hotels, do you sleep on that side too?
Nah, not really. See, I don't care. But so it's 100% up to Hannah. She wants to be closest to the toilet, I think.
Yes, Amy's the same. Loves it, like.
Or away from the wall. If it's a wall one, she's on the inside and I'm against the wall.
You're very thoughtful. Inside, George.
The wall's a piece of shit. Like that's the shit spot. That's the bunk bed. That's the top bunk.
Oh, I think I would love a top bunk. I think I would love the top bunk, but I would also love the wall. Like I love the idea of leaning into the wall.
Yeah, top bunks are when you're young or like you, Josh, just a bit fruity. A lot of people like them. But then it was always like I got the top bunk because my brother enforced and he's like, nah. You know, you're just close to the floor. You got a little setup underneath. It's easier to get to. Yeah.
I think I actually wanted I'd forgotten about this. I actually shared a room with my brother Jake, like in the early years, and we had a bunk bed situation. And I'm pretty sure I wanted the top bunk, but because I was small, like little, he got the older brother got the top bunk.
Yeah.
Well, so did you ever share a room?
Yeah. It would have been. I can't ever remember sharing a room in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been back in New Zealand, and so all three of us had the front room of our house in New Zealand, and so we just had three beds. I can't remember how the setup was, but all I remember was we used to build like cubby houses and stuff between them.
Yeah.
How would you go with sharing a bed as an adult, do you think?
I mean, I sleep on, like, if I'm lying on the bed, I'm on the right, or if you're looking at the bed, I'm on the left.
So you're in George's spot.
I'm in George's spot, yeah. George and I wouldn't be great. George would push over, so because he doesn't care where he sleeps.
Yeah, but you would insist on that spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I like wrapping the duvet around me, so it'd be annoying having space. You know, you got like a real hollow bit where air can come through if you're not lying together.
Grace says she fell off the top bunk when she was three. Explains a lot. Annoying. Hate the top bunk now.
Yeah.
So, no.
What's the worst one to get in jail? If you're in jail, you want the bottom.
Well, and if you're in jail bitch, you get the top. They push you to the top. They make you get on the top.
Why do you want the bottom,
It's a respect thing. Well, it's like a respect thing. So they'll push you. Yeah, like Tommy said, you'll be on the top.
How do you know this?
He speaks really authoritatively towards this subject. I love it.
You just got to know this stuff. You got to know.
How do you actually know, George?
A TV show called 60 Days In, where they put moles into jail for 60 days. It's great.
Oh, moles are rats. Legit.
Yeah, no, like people go in undercover into jail and report back to the police and stuff about what's going on. And they use all the hidden cameras, like the security cameras and stuff. And there's all these rules that you got to learn. Wow. Like, if you call someone a bitch, that's an automatic fight.
Oof. So, who would I be fighting?
You'd fight me. You've called me a bitch before.
Bitch. Oh, yeah. We would know who'd win that fight, maybe.
Well, the thing is that I have no problem using weapons. So, I think that based on that, I think that I would... Like, the problem is I think
you
would lose
a bitch
lot of
move.
Blood. Yeah. But see, the thing is that I don't have, like, ego aside, I'll pick up a knife if I have to. Whereas you're like, nah, man, all hands, and you're going to be dead. And then I'll be like, got ya.
Can't you, dead.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. There we go. Hey, I got to go pick up my wife now, and I can't wait. Can we please get that up onto Insta ASAP? Yeah, yeah. Shannon Tilney sure says she wants to share it across on her Instagram story. If you are a Gronk listening and you jump onto Insta and you see that, can you give it a share in your stories?
I follow George.
Give Little White George.
Little White George a follow. Yeah. Tag him up.
Yeah. He's good George. At what he does. Boy.
We love you, George.
I love you, George. I love you, boys.
We love you, George. We love you.
I love you, boys.
No, we love you.
Right, man, that was a bit awkward. Jesus. Jeez, that delay really makes that awkward.
No, it's perfect. And, TJ, you've been killing it on TikTok. I did a TikTok. Polina sent me a TikTok to do a duet with, which I've done. I did Shannon's the other day. What were you going to say?
It was cute. I loved it. Okay. It was good.
But you
it
was good. I actually David watched your one. So I watched your video. I was like, oh, this is good. I should duet this one. I didn't realize it was you. That's how good I thought it was.
Really?
And then I was like, fuck, TJ's really put in the effort. Like the fact that you were using kitchen, like stuff from the kitchen. Like, I feel like you're not someone to really waste stuff. And so the fact that you were actually willing to waste your soap, I think was very admirable. And I think that TikTok should give it every bit of love that it can. And you should definitely check it out.
The tick, just quickly, like, I have these people on TikTok that just jump in and say these random things that I have no understanding of. Like,
is that
one
like
is,
that 12-year-old girl? That so there was one comment that I saw.
Yeah, and it was well, that 12-year-old girl who I jump on and see her profile and I'm like, this person's trolling me. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's actually a 12-year-old girl. She says, last. And I think, like, it's like a thing to say first, meaning first comment. But I think it's a troll saying it's a shit video and this is going to be the last comment.
Not going to get any comments.
Yeah. I got trolled by a 12-year-old.
No, it's definitely... Fucking hell. She needs to get off TikTok. She's too young. Don't you think?
She's too young.
Could you troll
Mate,
her back?
That's the demo.
No, I don't Jeez. Think... What, so you think that we're... Is this the equivalent of us being in a playground now and telling the kids
yeah,
to fuck
mate,
off?
Yeah, mate, 100%
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Yeah, it is.
It is the most sexually driven app on earth. You jump in, you don't even have to be following, and you could still get in trouble from your misso. Like, the shit that it pushes your feed, it's all sexual. It's all sexual. You need to just bring some more sex to yours, Josh, and I reckon we'll get a few more followers.
Okay, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to sort of...
Sex
I'm happy to bring
just,
sex.
Just roll the hips a bit more, just like a little biting of the tongue, all that shit, like lip shit, that. You know, just... There's a whole bunch of little TikTok things.
I didn't know how I wanted. I didn't want to go too fat. Like, I could do a reel. I thought about
just
my tongue.
Get the moves. Yeah.
What do you think? What's more sexy is this or
like, nah, second?
Nah, you're second gonna one. Really stick it in and the big smile. Cut to me.
Actually,
cut
that's
me.
Good.
Go. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh God, I feel like it does make you feel old. Like it does make you feel old. But I did feel like I was like, that video shit that I made.
That was great.
But that is the pushback in your own mind. That's the dance with the lizard devil.
Shannon
inside.
Says, "LOL, don't jump on a 12-year-old girl, Tommy."
No, I'm not. I'm not, Shannon. You know I know better. You know I know better. But I could get away with it because I have a 3-year-old son.
Shannon also says, Josh, you look like you're having a stroke.
I have a feeling, TJ, how much of having a kid was just so you can basically be in these scenarios and just say, mate, I've got a son. There's a lot of perverts that have kids, you know that.
Yeah, but I'm not one of them.
What? it's anyway, a daily talk show.
We'll put my TikTok
George.
Up on the daily talk show as well. Mm-hmm. Their TikTok, so go and follow the daily talk show on TikTok.
Shannon says, "I feel uncomfortable," and she's done a smile face
upside
backwards.
Down smiley face.
Leah says, "Lots of funny stuff. You can lip sync, avoiding the cringy sexual dancing stuff." I think Leah's very...
Well, Paulina says more booty, Josh, so...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one, isn't it?
It's a
hard one. Yeah. But yeah, we will do some more. I want... Sevs, can you do one tonight? And George, can you do one as well?
No. Okay, do I need... I need to install it. Well, can you send our login then?
Yeah, I'll send it.
Or am I making my... Okay.
Would you do a duet with Grace? Do you think Grace would get onto it?
Maybe.
I'll ask. Well, you can't speak for Grace.
Sevs, okay. I've got an idea.
I'll ask.
Sevs, can you do this? Jump onto our TikTok, so the Daily Talk Shows, duet with my Toosie slide, but you don't have to do it the way I did it, but just do the Toosie slide dance, and then it'll live alongside. So then we get double whammy. We get my one plus a new one from you.
So did you, were you taking inspiration from somewhere, TJ?
Yeah, so that's a new Drake song, Toosie Slide, and it's just simple. Right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up, right foot slide.
The whole soap thing, was that
unique? Oh, I just sort of, I blended the people who are using soap. They're like, people are like, you know, in quarantine, you need a treadmill and then you put that shit on the floor and then you run and you have your hands on the bench and it can make you like running really fast. And so I just took that and thought slide. And I thought it'd be funny, like the slide is excessively sliding in that song. And so I slid through from one side of the camera to the other. And I just, yeah, it was fucking a nightmare, mate. I spent 15 minutes cleaning that shit off the floor.
A lot of people in Queensland doing silly shit like that. I don't know if there's some young people, probably early 20s or maybe 19, but they put water and soap, detergent all around their balcony and they do silly shit. And I'm like, it feels like school leaves, like they're going to fucking fall off the edge.
No.
It's not good.
Not what you want.
No. Gemma also says, God, I'd be so good at the dancing ones, but I don't want to download it and get addicted. I think, like, let's just lean
sorry,
into
can
it.
We, can we give Gemma our login and she jumps on and does a Gronk one?
Oh, that'd be
that'd
great.
That'd be fun.
So bloody then Queensland she can delete it after. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. Thanks, George. That was great. We'll put it on IGTV. That is going to happen every Wednesday. Is that correct?
That's the plan. Yeah, it
was. There actually is a half a second delay.
there definitely is.
Are you on Ethernet?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. We've been through this. Great. I won't have a blow up here. We'll keep that. For
I went to Officeworks to get the adapter, after the show. And they were sold out. So.
Oh, does the iMac doesn't come with it? No,
because no, I'm on the laptop. No, I'm on the laptop.
Oh, okay.
Because the iMac was so blown out.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Plenty of issues at the studio.
All right, guys.
Gemma says she's not going to do it, by the way, because she still needs to download the app.
Shannon says Illy, Illy George.
Yeah, we love you, George.
I love you,
George. Okay.
Love you, George. See you, guys.
Also, Apple Podcasts, give us a review, please. We appreciate it. We'll read some out tomorrow, I guess. Otherwise, enjoy your night. What was that? No, guys. I think we do have one, maybe.
Right. No, I don't think so.
See everyone. Have a good one.
See you, guys.